what I did is I looked at what revenues had done over the last 4 years, forecasted those by roughly 3%, and that had been a year-over-year increase. And that's on I guess page 12 of the document that I sent, and then forecasted expenses as well, where it had ranged anywhere from 101% to 86% of total revenues. So again, just I dialed that back a little bit since the expenses had been inflated. Industry-wide, it can vary anywhere from 65 to 80%, depending on the type of hotel. So this hotel being being a little bit larger, more amenities, it's going to have a larger expense ratio. So we erred on the higher end of the expense ratio. So that's how I got to my net operating income of roughly $1.5 million. And then the base cap rate is pulled from Realty Rate, CBRE, and CoStar. And then loading the effective tax rate. And then that delivers a value of roughly $13.9 million. And then you have to deduct the value of the FF&E, furniture, fixtures, and equipment, to get to the real estate only value. And that's how we got to the approximately $10 million value request. So how I went about allocating a value to each parcel, basically that is I took the current assessments, added them up, and then took what percentage is attributed to the total. So, for example, if one parcel was 10% of the total, then I just applied 10% to my $10 million that I came up with just to be able to allocate value to each parcel. So if there is a change, it doesn't matter to us, if you just take the value, if the value reduction is granted just one parcel and the others have no change, it really won't add up to, what we believe to be a more reflective number of market value, that it doesn't necessarily matter what parcel it comes off of.
Okay.
Is this running as a straight hotel?
Hold on, just one second. Did you have a question?
I think is a valid question. What kind of property is it? Is it a hotel? Is it a timeshare resort? What is it?
Go
ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's no problem. So it's part of the Marriott Vacation Club. I don't know if the owners of the vacation club have an actual timeshare, but anyone can go on it. Rent a room for the night, just like going to like a courtyard or something.
I was going to ask in your.
But I don't believe it's full time here in the individual sense.
Mr. Baker has a question.
Yeah. So your method of calculation was based on several years. How many years of income figures or revenue figures?
4 years. 17 through 20.
Okay, so 20 is going to throw everybody off.
Well, actually, this is one that actually performed pretty well.
20 did very well?
The income, I would say compared to the rest of the market, it did do very well. But as you can tell, from 17 to 20, the income has grown from roughly $5.8 million to $6.6 million. That's total revenue.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to let the assessor talk about how they evaluated it. And since you guys haven't talked, I'd like them to indicate how they came to their evaluation, see where we are.
Okay.
Okay, so...
Can you hear
me?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So the assessor's office evaluated this particular property using the cost approach with the Honeycutt manual, and it's been pretty much on target in the other valuations that we did at last year's BOE for hotels. And so, again, I'm standing by these rates. We also only allowed 18, 19, and 20, which we all agree 20 was an odd year, but it helped some people. And so... compare apples to apples or to have you assessed at the same as we assessed everyone else in the county, and you didn't give us any financials for your property, although, like I said, I talked to somebody, a rep from your company. And the valuation itself, we're going to stick with what we have for the values.
So I do have a question. So what I did send in, do you have, you should have the financials that was included in our appeals package.
When did you send those?
I sent it in with the appeal.
Okay.
I guess it was sent to the clerk's office, so I don't, if they didn't have it belong to you, I guess then, yeah, the assessor would not have it.
No,
the only
thing
with 2207 I have is the request form for the property assessment.
Yeah, I was going to say, in the package I have here, I'm not seeing anything. That's he's going to look in the hard copies, Daniel, to see if we got it.
Was there a dramatic change from last year to this year for these?
Are you talking in terms of income or in terms of assessment?
I'm talking in terms of assessment.
Should be.
No, it should have remained the same since it's a non-revalue year.
What about, let's see, from 'cause we're dealing with 2021s right now. What about 2020?
That I don't know what the 2020 assessment was compared to 21.
Our clerk is here in a second. I'm going to see if we can find those out, what it was in 2020.
Okay.
So, Wesley, if you bring up whichever particular case he's working on at the moment, the P-Val will show for you.
He's got financials you haven't seen.
Which is attached.
Table it until the next meeting.
Yeah. Let's just,
well, what I'm thinking is, if all the other hotels got jacked, then it's worth looking at.
Okay. These here that I printed out for you guys, it shows you.
Daniel, we're looking at some of the documentation. We'll relate it to you in just a moment.
Okay, very good.
And there's everything okay. There. And this has this back here for you all.
If Wesley has access to his email, I can just shoot that over to him real quick.
I think I've got it here.
Gotcha.
The way the paperwork came in,
thank you.
I believe it was only for one of the properties because I didn't go directly through everything.
This is on this?
Oh, okay. It didn't say separate properties or anything like that, so I put it all under one of the properties.
As long as I didn't get the
okay. Would it, let me ask you guys something. Would it benefit you if we potentially tabled this so you could have a look at it and then get with him? Would it benefit everybody in this instance because now that you have those?
I'd have to figure his financials by Friday.
Because that's what this is, right? Is this his financials?
Correct. That's what he's. That's my understanding. That's what you sent. But you said you sent like 12 pages? Is that or how?
Yeah, it was sent via fax.
Well, we're looking at a fax.
And it should have been.
Yeah, actually, yeah, it looks like page 11, 12. Yeah, okay, yeah, that's it.
I mean, that's fine. I would have no objection to, you know, tabling it so the assessor has time to take a look at the income and expense.
That's just on the one, or do we have for each one?
Do we have
business for the entire commercial business for the entire economic unit? So the entire all the buildings
do not have enough.
So
it won't help me because again we've done it by each individual parcel, and figuring financials to do this whole thing, it's just a mess. We're going to have to do it by cost basis on each parcel. You guys decide what you want. We did reevaluate each of their parcels on May the 10th, and Kenny was the one who did it.
Jeff, do you want to take a look at this?
Jeff, you have something you want to
read? I mean,
well, I'm just looking just a little bit here on seeing what 2020's number is and then seeing what 2021 jumped to. And some of them didn't have big jumps. Like this one went from 117 to 156 to 129,980. But this one, the HAB Condo Association, anyway, this one jumped from 2020 from 408,000, it jumped to 1.279 million, which is a like almost a three times jump in valuation. So here to here, I'm not sure.
Do we currently only have one other? I mean, are we going to have another meeting besides the 22nd?
At this time, I'm only scheduled out to the 22nd.
Do we anticipate having one more meeting after that?
All BOEs would have been turned in by the 11th, so no. Unless you all want to have another one after the 22nd.
Although some of these numbers were moved around a little bit. I don't know. I'm just trying to... I want to see what kind of jump came up from 2020 to 2021, because I know last year we had some that like jumped mega, and just wanting to see what that was.
I'm inclined to, you know, I understand we may have a short window here, but given that we don't have that many this year, if you could, I mean, Jeff, I don't know what you think, but if they might, Daniel might be able to get together with the assessor's office, see if we can get any closer, see if we can resolve that.
Okay, so the total of paid amount, okay, it wasn't a three times jump because you had some, you changed some resident commercial back and forth.
Right.
So that's not a, that wasn't an accurate statement. I mean, it jumped up, like on this one, an increase of paid amount by $5,000, which wasn't as much.
Go ahead, Daniel.
I don't have an objection to tabling this until Friday, and in that way I can get in touch with the assessor's office this week. But if, you know, if they're still going to take the stance of, you know, they're going to stand by their valuation, then I would just ask the board go ahead and consider the information that they have.
I would say make your decision, because I'm going to be able to do an entire conglomeration, because again, we've done it parcel by parcel, and he's done it by an entire deal. We would need an appraisal from him, a certified appraisal. Then we would look at lowering things, but otherwise, no. I don't have a way to do this.
Greg, what do you think? You specialize in commercial property over here and read financials for a living.
One person doing income and another one trying to figure the cost, and I think an appraisal would be adequate there. What I would recommend to back it up.
So if he could pull together an appraisal and let us know, and then you guys could set a meeting for that day to decide what you want to do.
But I don't think we can get an appraisal done.
We definitely,
I mean, it's going to take over a month to get an appraisal done for a property of this size. I mean, investors look at it from an income and expense. I would disagree that the cost is, would be the way to take a look at it. But I mean, obviously, you know, so, I mean, I think that the income speaks for itself. $1 million that's done over the last 4 years, and my pro forma is estimated $1.5 million, and that's still coming in.
What if we just say we'll let you and the assessor work this out, and we'll look at it again on the 22nd.
They can't work. She already said that she's not going to change anything from her valuation.
She doesn't have the time.
And the reason why I'm sticking with it, we just had an appraisal done for the Branson Entertainment Center, which is the Grand Palace. And Kenny appraised it using Honeycutt. And the certified appraisal came up at $6 million even. We came up at $6,217,000. And the State Tax Commission stipulation came in at our $6,217,000. So that's why I'm going to stick with the Honeycutt cost valuation.
So the state tax commission is looking at it from a cost standpoint, is what you're saying?
That's what they say.
Okay. If